ayim, he says to use water, v'hu adin li'efer. He also holds you have to use eshet. There's no machlokes here. It like cleans it a little bit and also gives a bad taste. It takes out the taste of the ayin est a little bit ruins the taste there, and also mashmitz a cleanser, cleans it. Rabba v'abachon omar li'efer, no, put eshes there first. And vuadin lamayim, then you have to have water. They both agree you need two ingredients. The question is, what comes first? Do you put the water first or do you put the ashes first? And the Mor says, v'lay pligi, really there's no machlekes over here. I tell you, hor beritivoso, hor biyabeshto. If the vat was wet, it was moist. So beritivoso, if it's wet already, now what you could do is first put in the afer there, put the ashes, like rub it in good, and then secondly, wash off the afer with water. If was dried out though, then the yeshes by itself won't seep in, so then you first have to put water there first, and then put the eifer for the yeshes or mishash rashes and rub it well, whether you'll clean it, or take out the taste, so there's no machlokes. You need both things. It has to be first moist, and then you put your eifer, rub it in well. Itma will learn like this. Itma bei Rav, learned to the base medish of Rav, mishmeid the Rav, the name of Rav, that Amr they said like this. Tarti tlos. You have to do two things, and sometimes three things. So Rashi explains two and three means, beritifto, if it's wet, tarti, then it's enough too. What does that mean? First put afer, put the ashes there now, it's already moist, so the ashes will mix in well, clean out well, and then secondly, your mayim, rinse it off secondly. But biaveshto, let's say you start out with a dried out vat, and then tlos, you have to do three things. That means first mayim, first moisten it. Then v'yefer, then put in these ashes. And then thirdly, umayim, you have to wash it out, rinse it out a second time. That's they learned up, tarati utlas. Hushmul amashmul said no, he said tlas dalid. That's three and four times, a little bit more. What does that mean? Rashi says tlas b'ritivoso. If it's wet, you have to do three times. That means afer, it's wet already, so just put afer, umayim, v'yefer. But you have to do afer twice, not enough once, not two times. Then Rashi speaks out, even though you're going to have to rinse it out a second time, because you can't leave the mess there, we're not including the second time. That's only to clean up the mess. That's not really part of the mice of Heksher, so we don't include the second rinsing. So if a Shmuel says you need at least three times, meaning if it's wet already, so you have to put Afer once, then rinse out the Afer, and put Afer there a second time. That's what you have to do. That's called Tlas, and Dalid means, let's say it's dried first. If it's dried out first, what we'd have to do is first put the wetness, then put the afer, then mayim, then afer again. Yes. Now, the Surya Master and Surya they learned, Hochi. This is what they learned in Surya. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's two or three and four. So you have to do it twice. Yeah. But Pumpadisa Master, Pumpadisa, they learned like this. They Rav, the name of Rav, in the base medish of Rav, that Amri that said over there, Mishmei, the Rav, the name of Rav. Class Dalit. No, even Rav thought out, you have to have at least three or four times. And if it's wet already, so just put ashes, mayim and ashes, or else if it's dry, you have to put mayim, ashes. Even Rav held like that. Well, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says more. Dalit vei. You have to have four and five times. You have to have more. So, Marcel Blake, please, there's no machlek between Surya and the Pumpadisa. Lepligi, mar kachoshev maya basroi, omar le kachoshev maya basroi. The second sheet, when he says four and five, what it means to say is the second rinsing. When you rinse it off at the end, he also includes it. So the kids, so they both agree, what you have to have mainly is two times you have to use the ashes there. You have to clean it out with ashes. The question is, when you clean it out at the end, rinse it off, is the last rinsing included in this cheshbon or not? So when you have four and five, would mean yes, you're including the last rinsing. That means let's say it was first wet, so you have to have ashes, and mayim. If it was dry, so you have to have mayim, ashes, and then mayim again. That's how you have five. That's the halacha. If you ever want to clean out like this, you have to use ashes two times. It's not enough once, you have to use it twice. Again, this was a vat. Boy minei Rabbi Avua. They asked the question from Rabbi Avua like this. Hani gurgi tiyarmoi. These nets that the goyim use by their wine factory, that they have a net there, that they hold the grapes in place. But while they're pressing the grapes, you have to hold it in place. So gurgi is like a net. Rashi says, "Akolim ublaz rebusia v'korchinois and svivas hatabo." They wrap this net around the mane of tapuach, like apple, pack full of grapes. Shlo yispazu anovim, the grapes should not spread out. Mikayved akor, when they used to put down the heavy beam on top of the grapes to press down the grapes, so to make sure the grapes not dispersed, they would have a net to keep it in place. Yeah. Sahani gugurna di amoy, mai. If a Jew now wants to buy it and wants to use it to make kosher wine, what type of hechsher? How do you have to make this kosher? So Amalei, Rabavua said this. Tinisu, we learned like this. We learned the Gemara. Tinisu, hare shahoya gitov. If a person that had a vat of wine, ubeis bada of his olive press, tumeyim, that became tumey, and now he wants to make it kosher. Wants to make it tor. Now he wants to make the rest of his wine, the rest of his oil, b'tayra. He doesn't want the wine to be tummy. So he wants to make a hechsher upon the vat, or upon the olive press. So it's like this. Hadafin, v'yahadoshim, v'yalulvim, madichas. Not just to wash them off. So hadafin, that's the side beans, rashas, heino, asuyim, kimin, delis. Made like a door there. V'nois, alat tapur. He put this on top of the pile of grapes. That's the dafin, some a door for the hadoshim. That's type of network. Rashi says, that's the vat itself. That's the bowl that you hold the wine in itself, that you press the wine in. That's hadoshim. For the halulvim, that's a lulav. That's mstama. Rashi's tadisa shemachabed based on novim. That's like the broom that you use there to clean up the wine press. That's like a lulav, the branches of the palm branch that uses a broom to clean up. So these things, madichin, it's enough just to wash them off, that's all. In other words, you wash it in water. Yeah.
What about the selkie?
Now here's the question is, what that the yayin inside of his tummy, so it doesn't seep in that much, so it's enough just to wash them out, that's all. And Rashi brings down here, Miritz Mashma, that you do not even have to have Afer, Lagas. Like, these things are like a gas. And here it says it's enough just to wash it out. Mashma, you do not even have to have Afer. However, Lamais Halacha, we pass, can you do need Afer? Vaita, for Hakolin Shel Notzrim, for Yakolim, that's these types of nets made from Notzrim, Shvotim, or else we shall batzbutzim, different type of things that grow. Batzbutz, Rashi says, canvas, beloy tvei, a canvas, seeps in more. Oh boy, nigav b'yefamayim, here you have to have nigav. Seh menagvan. Here you have to use this solution of water and asher together on these things. V'shel shifa, v'shel gami, if it's made from these type of material, shifa, Rashi says, puyir, I'm not sure of shogami, yunik beloy tuva. These things, kids, are volatile, but these things seep in much more. Gami is usually like reeds. And Meshanashtam, Shalshifa is also something that grows. Vishalshifa, Vishalgami, and these things, they sap in, they seep in more, so the tam is still inside it. Therefore, Miyashnu Nyudbeis Chodeshet, leave it over for 12 months, till it dries out completely, then it's not considered like the yain is here anymore. The Dovetomi goes away, then what comes out is tor. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Menichan Migas Legas. Maybe you don't have to leave it over for a year, just from one season to another season. Migas Legas means from one wine season until the next wine season. Or Mibad Labad, from one season of olives pressed to the second season. Samar asks the question, it's a year apart. Like you do it once a year. Samar says, Hai Natana Kama, they're both saying the same Shita. They're both saying you have to leave it alone for one complete year. And then it dries up so much, and after that it's not considered like you have any yayin here, or any oil here. So they're both saying the same thing. So Mar says, no, Ika benayu churfri viafli. From season to season, sometimes one year you have an early season, and the next year you may have a late season. So if you go from season to season, sometimes it could be 11 months, and sometimes it could be 13 months, depending on how early and how late you may depress this year. But if you hold Yud Beis Chodesh, that's a set of time. It always has to be exactly 12 months. Rabbi Yossi says, Haroitzel Atayron Miyad, if somebody wants to make a heksha right away. In other words, you have Yayin Tomei in your vat, or oil Tomei in your press, and you want to make a kosher right away. that you want to get the time, the wind out completely in order to be able to use your kelim. So then the lacher is magilim b'roischet. He said the eitzer is make hagola, cook it up in hot water, and that's it. If you cook it up in hot water, you make a hechsh, you get out all the time, all the yain comes out, and then the kli is tor. Oy cholten v'mezeisim. The other eitzer is pour in hot olive oil. Cholten means with hot, v'mezeisim, olive oil. So cook it up in hot olive oil, that also makes hechsh. Stam, if it's a olive press, so then heat it up, on, like Rashi before said, heat up the whole press, and let it bubble up there, and that will make a hechsh. Just put it under a gutter, a flow of water, that its water is flowing out, or else through a well, that its water is running. So you can't just let fresh water run through this kli. That would also make a hechsher right away. There's running water, it's new water coming in, and that takes out all the yain, all the oil that's there. But the kama, how long do you have to let the water run? It's not enough, 2 minutes. How long? So oina, one oina. We usually, oina means a period of time, a 12-hour period of time. Usually there are two oinas to the day. There's day and there's night. So now, kederach shomer b'yayin esach, the same way we said here, b'yayin esach, that you have to let your kli rinse out for 12 hours, for an oina. Kachomru b'tairis, the same way we said by Tyrus also, that if you want to make it hechsher, if yayin tomei went into the vat, and now you want to get rid of the yayin tomei, so the same way, rinse it out for one complete oina, for 12-hour period, let the fresh water run through it. Gemara says, kalpilayi, just the opposite. The Tyrus kamina, we're talking about now about Tyrus. So we're given a shear that if your wine vat, or the olive press is tamei, how do you make it tor? Let new water run through it for 12 hours. So we're saying this halacha b'ilchas tairis. So what are you telling me? The same way we learned it by yayin esach, that's the way we're learning by tairis. It's not true. We're talking about tairis now. Maybe we can learn out yayin esach from this halacha. But we're talking about now tairis, not about yayin esach. Eli Ravi meant to say the opposite way. You're right. Eli meant to say was, kederach shomru b'tairis. The same way now we're talking about Tyrus. How do you get out the wine out of the vat? The wine that's tameh, in order to leave it. Tor, like Mestama, the case here was that the wine was tameh. Now the wine, Mestama, was a Rishon L'tumah. A Rishon L'tumah is not Matama Kalim. So the Kli itself didn't become tameh. It was only a question you have the time of the yain that's tameh. So how do you get rid of the wine? That was our problem. So it's saying now, these are the way you get rid of the wine. Let fresh water run through it for 12 hours. And that takes out all the yayin. So the same way it said Vahilchus Tyrus to make the yayin tome out, the same way, kachomru b'yayin nesach. It was a question, this vat was used with yayin nesach, and you want to remove all the yayin nesach from here in order to make kosher wine on this vat. So that's the yetzer, let it rinse out for 12 hours straight. Now, kamo oino, how much exactly is this oino that we said, this period of time? So, Omar Rebbe Chiyah Bar Abba, Omar Rebbe Yechanan. Oyoy my Laila. We said either a day or else a night. That's where we hold. Even though we hold, it's always that way. Even though it's not even. Like in the summer, there's more day than there is night. It doesn't make a difference. It's Oyoy my Laila. And the same thing with Hilchas Nida, that a Veset is called the Yom Oina, is the Veset. Last time she saw, whether it's a daytime or nighttime. Oyoy my Laila. Whoever Rebbe Chono, Shino, was his name? The Yarmulah, some say, was Rabbi Chono Bar Shino. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, some name of Rabba Bar Bachana. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, a little bit different. Not you have a choice, either a day or a night, but it has to be exactly Chatzi Yoim Bechati Laila, half of a day and half of a night. That's what he says. And Omer Rabbi Shmo Bar Yitzchak Vle Pligi, really there's no machlekas over here. I'll tell you, they both mean the same thing, a 12-hour period. Ho Bitzkufas Nisin Vetishrei. And Nisan and Tishrei, that's when the day and night is equal. So the day and night is equal, then it's either Yom or Laila. You have a 12-hour period. Ho, that's what he said, Chatzi Yom, Chatzi Laila. Ho, Vetzkufas Tamuz. That's in the winter, summer now, when we have long days, and Veteves. Or else in the winter, when you have short days and long nights. So there you can't just take your choice, either a day or a night. Because the day could be in the winter, 8 hours, and the night is much longer. Or in the winter, some of the opposite. Therefore, he held it has to always be an equal amount. Therefore, it's 12 hours, meaning half a day and half a night. However, the Maisel Halacha would not know at the first sheet, not like his explanation, but Stam Oyoyim Oylaila. Anayna means a period of time, a night time or also daytime. Even though they change the time, sometimes the night is shorter, sometimes the night is longer, that doesn't make a difference. So Oyna means a period of time, a daytime or a nighttime. Omar Rav Yehuda, he said like this, Tani Ravke, again, all these Hechsherim here are special Hechsherim for these things, a wine press or an olive press, mainly because it was used with cold. There was never heat, it wasn't heated up, the wine or the olive. Therefore, he has special coolers, how to make a Hechsher, just rinse it out for 12 hours. But something that really became also because it was cooked up, that will see later, that's next blood, that has a different type of Hechsherim. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hani Ravki di Amoy. This Ravki di Amoy Rashi says, Mashmer is a type of a net also, Kimin Tzakin, Shenoistim Bem Shemorim, Loitzias Ayenam. These are, when you make the wine, you have like nets picking up the wine, or picking up the Shemorim, picking up the sediments in the bottom of the wine. You want to clean out the wine. So you have like nets there, going through cleaning out the wine. So the Goyim used this, the Amoy. This was used in a Goyisha factory with Yain Esach. So now a Jew wants to use it. So how does a Jew make it kosher? So the Mizayah, if it's made from here, Rashi says, Shoshar Adam. Therefore it does not absorb so much. Here it does not absorb so much. Sif was only made the Mizayah Madichin. It's enough just to wash it out. That's all. Rinse it out. Get all the outside Yain off it. And then a Jew could use it. The Amrut, let's say this net was made from wool, so then menagvan, then you need the eitz of our Mishnah, you have to use it with ashes, and then water, rinse it out with ashes also. The kitno, let's say it was made from flax, Rashi says that absorbs much more. The kitno, miyashnon, you have to leave it, oh, let it be old for a year, because do not use it for a year. Miyashnon. V'iko kitri, if it has knots in it, sharilu, before you let it dry out, make sure you untie the knots. Nahani dikulei v'chalosa diamoi. The Kuli Rashi says. Chalosa Rashi says kiverish al shvotim shmesanim b'mayin. These are also things they also use to clean out the wine with them. A filter is right. Type of filter is right. The chiti. Beehive, right? Yeah. But it was a stashu beehive that the wine would go through it like, and you'd filter out the wine. The sediments will stay on the bottom of it. Strain. What are they, strains? What are they, what the chiti means also strainers? Two different types of strainers here. The chiti, sahani dukule v'chalosa di amoy. So it depends. You can cut your shoulder. Hani dukule v'chalosa di amoy, ye the chiti. If it's made from the chiti, Dechiti bechal, if it's made with string, yeah, the tzuri madichin. What? Palm fiber. That was made from. First of the chal, the tzuri says chavolim shel tzuri dekel. You are made from fibers of palm. If that's the way these things were made, so that these things do not absorb so much the wine. Therefore, madichin. It's enough just to rinse it out. Madichin. That would be enough. But the tzavta. If it's made from pieces of wood, the Satra says, min gami, a piece